Antrim coming up this near side to the aforementioned Conor Murray. He's going to take on the shot and just climbing up for the last
goal.
Oh, and the green flag has actually went up. Sean Patton stepped out over the line. So the green flag.
I think we'll be needing VAR there. Paddy, I'm not sure that Sean Patton carried the ball over the line, but certainly the umpire has inferred that he has, and it's a goal for Antrim. Game on.
You were just talking about the substitutes, what an impact they can make in the early stages. Conor Murray took on the shot there. It was caught by Sean Patton. What he just, I was looking out the field to see who he was going to give it to. He just basically stepped inside the line.
Yeah, the shot dropped short, and the umpire judged that Sean Patton had carried the ball over the line. So
we are all square here in Port Glenone. Kieran Thompson sizing this one up. Got a beauty last week. That one's just going to go to the right and wide.
Oh, good, fine effort there by Kieran Thompson. Smashing footballer player, loved to watch playing. Very, very unlucky. But game's level, and Antrim away here with a short kick out to Rory McCann.
Yeah, just finding a pocket space there was Rory McCann. Going to go short. Antrim substitutes already, and we've only played a minute and a half of the second half. Having quite a useful impact. This man, Peter Healy, how much possession has he seen?
He's been brilliant. He's been brilliant. A Sigerson Cup winner with UCD. He's the man who's certainly given penetration to the Antrim attack. But again, we've given the ball away there in the attack and Donegal on the break.
Well, just McGee getting it away. But before that, Oran Doherty making his first start. What a player Oran has been for Niamh Connell for the last couple of years. Of course, one of three Doherty brothers, Ulton and Eunan. Eunan, of course, in the squad as well. All Fintown men and Niamh Connell players, and Ulton Doherty probably would have got a call-up for the county this year as well, only for he picked up a bad, bad injury in the county final. Donegal foraging up the far side. Is it Jason McGee that took on the shot with that one and just about dips in over the crossbar? In fact, it was Charles McGuinness actually with the final. It's quite hard from here because quite foggy here as well. So Charles McGuinness getting his score.
Some quick thinking there from Paddy McBrady. Three was just outside the 50. Seen McGuinness make the run. McGuinness showed out in front of his man, won the ball, clipped the ball over the bar. Lovely score, and Donegal back in the ascendancy.
Yeah, Charles, son of Frank, used to drive the Donegal team when Frank's brother Jim was in charge back in 2012. Donegal have a chance here to race into a 2-point lead. And the white flag goes up, and just like that, Donegal haven't fully pulled back Antrim's goal, but they've got two back, as Meatloaf said. Two out of three ain't bad. Donegal 7, Antrim 1 goal and 2. Nice score there.
I think that was a good score there from Conor O'Donnell. So, you know, all of a sudden that goal by Antrim is almost wiped out by Donegal as they go 7-5 in front.
Yeah, Donegal have went for the full press, but so Antrim's goalkeeper Michael Byrne going to try and steal it over all the Donegal forwards, but it's picked up there in the middle, and the green and gold come away with that one safely. Two Antrim men look to be in trouble as long ball inside to Charles McGuinness. As I said, a nephew of Jim McGuinness, was the kit man way back, part of the kit man team back in 2012, and the ref, I think, rightfully called back because who knows, could be concussion, could be anything. Two Antrim players in trouble in the middle. And in a way, Enda McGinley, obviously he'd be delighted with that goal that they got at the start of the second half, but equally disappointed that Donegal got 2 points in what, space of 50 seconds?
Yeah, it's just, as I said, we almost wiped out that goal there, Paddy, with two great scores. So Charles McGinley's definitely making a difference there in the inside line for Donegal. But I think a clash of heads here between a couple of Antrim players, maybe Tomás McCann and Dominic McInhill, so the referee has rightly stopped the game.
Yeah, two Antrim players down receiving some medical attention. It is all over at the Etihad. Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0. Kevin De Bruyne on 70 minutes. So Manchester City, well, it's looking like a procession at the moment. 22 games played, they sit on 56 points. Chelsea second, 22 played, also 43 points. Liverpool, of course, 20 played on 42. So Manchester City 13 points ahead. We are going to try and keep you up to date with the other games going on in the province. Two other contests down for decision as well here in Port Glenone. Donegal 7 points, Antrim 1 goal and 2 points. Thankfully the two Antrim players are back to their Fetal latest score coming from Fermanagh. It's Derry 10 points, Fermanagh 6 points, and there's 4 points in it in O'Neill Teeley Park. In Oma, Armagh 1 goal and 9 points, Tyrone 1 goal and 5 points. Just the start of the second half as well. So can Donegal completely cancel out that Antrim goal? They've got 2 points back already. Paddy McBrearty just gives it inside to Patter Morgan. Just needs to watch his back as Paul Brennan, wearing number 17. From this distance, he almost looks like Brendan McCall, but the St. Olds man did make way into Conor O'Donnell, getting gobbled up there, though. Good tenacious tackling from Antrim. Thought they were overzealous in their tackling there, but it was all quite disciplined. Owen Van Gallagher coming down this near side to Ethan O'Donnell, just between the Antrim 21 and 45 metre line. Has a number of options, most of them about 20-30 metres behind the Killybegs man, just laying it off there to Paul Brennan. Of course, had such an impact last year when he came on against Tyrone. Brewster Park in his skill, and Donegal had lost possession, and it's Antrim's wing back yet again. Peter Healy breaking forward, but Donegal now eventually getting 6, 7, 8, 9 bodies back, but they give away a free there, and it's going to be a free into Antrim.
Another great turnover from Antrim, and a fast counter-attack. That man again, Peter Healy, running at the Donegal defence, and eventually then Seamus McGarry wins it, which should be a straight enough free kick for Tomás McCann to put one in it.
Peter Healy's having a huge influence in this contest.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. He is the go-to man coming out of defence with the ball, but not just that. In the final third of the field, he's running at the Donegal rear guard and drawing frees and creating the overlaps. So, whilst Antrim will be very disappointed with their first half performance, that goal has given them a glimmer of hope, and the momentum that Donegal got from getting those two scores has now been broken, and there's a point in it, so it's still anybody's game.
Yeah, that free just stroked over there. I think it was Thomas McCann.
Thomas McCann, yeah.
Yeah, stroked that one over. So we're back to the bare minimum. 7.5 minutes gone here in the second half. Section A, round two, Dr. McKenna Cup. As Ethan O'Donnell goes to his fellow wing back, Sonny McLenahan. They played a lot of underage football together. Of course, minors back in 2014 when Donegal lost the All-Ireland final to Kerry. What a Kerry side that was that day. Owen Van Gallagher going for the foot pass this time, finding the Cairn Donagh man. He's fouled just below us here, and I think Niall McKenna going to just bring that one forward. So Donegal 7 points, Antrim 1 goal and 3 points. Kieran McGonigal goes to Conor O'Donnell. Still a long way to go, but if you were told beforehand there'd be 45 minutes played in this one, just shy of 45, Donegal were kept to 7 points, I think you would take that one.
You definitely would have took your arm off for that, Paddy. Andy McGinley will definitely be the happier of the two managers at this point. Just that head collision at that time, Ryan Murray has actually gone off the field, and Orny Stout has come on to the Antrim team.
Okay, so Donegal just spraying about with it, trying to change direction with the multitasking Patter Morgan breaking into the Antrim 45 metre line, collecting it there just off the shoulder of Paddy McBrearty, and he's dragged unceremoniously to the ground, free into Donegal.
That was really a forwards tackle there, I think, by Patrick McCormick, around the shoulder of Paddy McBrearty. Needless foul to give away whenever Antrim had a full pack of defenders back ready to meet. But certainly you would expect Paddy McBrearty to kick this one over.
Yeah. Paddy McBrearty with a couple of scores to his name so far too, so you'd expect the Kilcar man to dissect the posts here. He's about halfway between the goals and the sideline on the far side. Is he taking off his gloves, changing gloves? I think another substitution for Donegal is a Shane O'Donnell making way for, it looks like, is it number 18 coming on? It looks like Jimmy Brennan without probably seeing the number, but yeah, it's Jimmy Brennan, I think, who's come on to the play. So as the announcer here, yeah, it is. It's been confirmed. Shane O'Donnell making way for Jimmy Brennan, and a free in here for Paddy McBrearty. Coming up in 10 minutes gone here in the second half. McBrearty, yeah, sails that one between the posts. Donegal move on to 8, Antrim 1-3.
And again, that's back to a two-point game, and Jimmy Brennan on the field, that's definitely not what Andy McGinley will want to see coming.
Yeah, so Brennan been out for quite some time. I've seen so much action for his club, Realt Namara, as well. So it'll be a welcome boost for Declan Bonner and all of the backroom team that the South Donegal man is back. Donegal 8 points, Antrim 1-3. 10.5 minutes gone in the second half. And just to reiterate, if Donegal advance to the semi-finals, it will be on Tuesday evening at 8:15. There's a tackle comes in there. It's a poor one. Is it from Tony McLennan? And it's going to be a free. Or is that Owen Bann? Impossible to see from this distance. It's the way the... It's quite misty here in Portland Owen. So another chance and another opportunity for Antrim to reduce the arrears.
Yeah, that was great work by Conor Murray and the substitute. And I suppose that's what he brings. Conor's very direct, runs at people. And that occasion he ran at the Donegal defence and drew the free. So whilst Donegal seemed to be capable of opening up that 2 point gap each time, Antrim aren't going away, and this should bring it back to a 1 point game again.
Yeah, an opportunity for Antrim to reduce the arrears to one, as Kevin Madden just pointed out. As low scoring here, it's really, really close. So the Saffrons just outside the D, 21 metres out. Can't see the Antrim men missing this one, although the round umpire does take his time putting up the white flag, and it's number 17, Oran Eastwood, puts that one. So just the 1 point between the sides. Donegal, of course, taking on UUJ in the hurling today. We are led to believe that it's full time there. Yeah, they pulled away in the end. So Donegal 3-24, UUJ 1-17 in the... I think Oran McFadden Ferry, is it about to come on? Yes, Ethan O'Donnell making way. So Oran McFadden Ferry in the army, of course. It's two Donegal players on the pitch in the army, of course. Oran Doherty as well, both stationed out of Finner camp. Sean Patton with the kick out, comes down the left hand side. Straight away, it's won by Jack McGilvey. He just came onto the field to play there a few moments ago as well. Picked up a bit of a knock last week. Better from Donegal. Moving this one with a relative ease. Kieran Thompson thought about the goal. Oh, he takes on the point. He gets nothing. Goes to the right and wide. Beautiful intricate pass in there. Involving five players. Thompson came off the shoulder there. And well, I think it was he between two minds there. It goes wide.
I think so. It was a lovely move by Donegal. I think you're right, Paddy. Thompson was caught in two minds. He had a good, easy chance for a point, but he also saw the half chance of a goal, and he executed neither.
Yeah, so that one just goes to the right and wide. So Donegal 8 points, Antrim 1-4. We've played 13 minutes here in the second half. This game brought to you by Donegal Plumbing and Heating, O'Lahy Road, Donegal Town, our loyal sponsors. This man is putting in an impressive day here today as well. His name is Patrick McCormick. Loves to break forward. Goes short down this near side to Oran Eastwood. Got that point just a few moments ago, but better tackling there from Paul Brennan. Excellent work there. Just Donegal just hunting in packs. And just as I say that, they've lost possession once again. Antrim foraging now up the far side. Oh, it's a hospital pass inside. And when you have guys like Pater Mogan just breaking at speed. Donegal just racing quickly into the Antrim half. Have they got an overlap here? Will Petty McBrearty be satisfied with the point? The answer is a resounding yes. The white flag goes up. Donegal turn defence into attack in the matter of seconds. They lead by two.
A very slick counter-attack there by Donegal, but I think Declan Bonner will be disappointed that Donegal didn't score a goal from that move. When they turned the ball over and they broke, they actually had three additional players on the overlap to what Antrim had back. And I just think one wrong decision on the pass where the ball went laterally whenever it should have kept moving forward, it meant that Donegal ended up a point instead of a goal. So still a two-point game now.
Yeah, back to a two-point game. 14.5 minutes gone. The second half, here's Antrim's goal scorer, Conor Murray. Not a goal you see every week. Just kicked it into the arms of Sean Patton, but he, fortunately for the St. Union's netminder, he stepped out over the line and has kept Antrim, well, with not just within arm's length, but within 2 points. And it's the Saffrons in possession down this near side between the Donegal 21 and 45 metre line. Of course, it's rolling subs now in the Dr. McKenna Cup. And there was a bit of debate last week because the Donegal management team weren't actually sure of it. They thought it was rolling subs. Then they were informed by a number of officials that it wasn't rolling subs. And then they were told again they were. So It was slightly ambiguous, to say the least. Nothing ambiguous about this run. It's a super one from Antrim's big midfielder, is it? Yes, Kevin Small. Nothing small about that one. He kicks it high into the air. We are back to a one-point game.
Oh, that's what you would call a worldie there, from the left-hand side of the field on his right foot with the outside of his boot. A very, very difficult skill to execute. Fantastic. But now Sean Patton has...
Almost in a standing position, wasn't he?
Yeah, really, really good.
You'd be proud of that one yourself, Kevin. Voice of Kevin Madden, former Antrim footballer. Donegal 9 points, Antrim 1-5. The winners of this will be guaranteed a place in Tuesday night's McKenna Cup semi-final. Here's the Fintown and Neve Connell man, Oran Doherty, just offloading it there to the substitute, Oran McFadden Ferry, one army man to another. Donegal foraging forward, high kick comes in there, but it's going to go aimlessly out to the left and wide. It's another wide for Donegal. I make that 6 in total, and Antrim trying to get on with this one quickly. We're at the discretion of referee Niall McKenna. When will he blow for a water break? He's been following some of his games. He likes to go a little bit later, about the 19th, 20th minute. Some go 16, 17, 18, long ball inside, but cut out there by Killen Ward. Having a fine afternoon so far in the heart. Oh, and Donegal just lose it there, and it's easily mopped up here. And it's Antrim's number 5 laying it off once again, Peter Healy. Antrim now trying to waltz into the Donegal half. It's number 24 against number 24, and the ball is just lost there, and it's easily mopped up there by Caelan McGonigal. Has Jamie Brennan in front of him. Has McFadden Ferry out to his left. Here's Brennan's first proper touch. Being shoved into the corner, though. Donegal 9, Antrim 1-5. 17 minutes gone here in the second half. Foot pass inside looking for Charles McGuinness, but the Connell man unable to hold on to it, and Antrim will press, and Antrim will come looking for this equalising score. Crowd here of a couple of hundred here in Port Glenone. Breeze picking up, probably favouring Donegal in this second half, but it's not going to have a huge influence, you would have to say. Oran McFadden Ferry shadowing his man, as is Kieran Thompson. Antrim now going to switch it from the right to the left. I would imagine the next break in play, we will be going for a water break. Here's Dermot McAleese, loves to break forward as well, into the Donegal 45-metre line, offloading it now to the goal scorer, Connor Murray, but he's tackled there, and it's good tackling there, and sheer force of will there won it from Donegal, and they now can try and start an attack. It's a free out. It's a free out deep inside their own half.
Yeah, it was great tackling by Donegal. You know, Conor Murray's no easy man to turn over. You know, his previous attack, he actually drew the free, but on that occasion Donegal kept the discipline and won the turnover, and now they're on the attack.
Caelan Ward, how much possession has the St Union man seen in this contest? To Oran McFadden Ferry, comes off, and Antrim man there comes in with a tackle. One or two Antrim supporters in front of us saying that should have been an Antrim line ball, that it came off the Bidor man, but referee or the linesman on this near side having none of it. Here's Jack McKelvey studying radiography in UCD. Met his father beforehand. Goes to all the club and county games. Joseph McKelvey, of course, from the Neve Connell club. Jack McKelvey will be 23 years of age in February. Really impressive display last week. Here's Michael Langan, of course, with the rolling subs, almost impossible to keep up with it, because Donegal must have 6 or 7 men already, and 2 or 3 came on there at the same time. And we have an announcer here in Port Glenone. We know who this man is. His name is Paddy McBrearty. The referee thought he was going to give a free. Does McBrearty need the free? Oh, and McBrearty just calling there. Should have been an advantage, but the referee didn't give it. Goes to the right and wide. Remains with just the 1 point between it. Donegal 9, Antrim 1-5. Even, it's nicely poised.
I thought that was harsh there on McBrearty. He was getting tackled from behind around the ribs, and the referee didn't even put his hand up for the advantage, but he did allow him to go and take the chance, and you'd expected Paddy McBrearty to kick that, but the ball went wide, and we're now at the second water break, and Antrim just a point behind. They're, in fairness to them, they're showing great resilience to stay in the game.
Yeah, there is nothing between this one. Of course, that Connor Murray goal at half time brought it back to all square. Donegal led by 3 at the break, but that goal brought it back, and we're just now, it's a 1 point game, both sides in, scored 2 points apiece, so it is in the melting pot. Try and get you some scores from the other games here as I look through the various social media platforms. Armagh leading Tyrone, the last we heard, 14 minutes left on that one. Armagh 2-13, Tyrone 1 goal and 12 points. Of course, Armagh already sitting on 2 points as they defeated the Breffni County in Cavan a week or so ago. So Armagh will be in the last four. They'll be joined. Donegal will be there as well. That could come down to scoring difference. And the latest we heard from the Derry Fermanagh game, the Oakleaf County leading that one by 4. Derry 11 points, Fermanagh 7. That would move Derry on to 3 points. So as it stands, it'll be Derry, Cavan and Donegal. And then it'll come down to scoring difference between Antrim, Armagh and, well, Monaghan actually look to be in a brilliant position, of course, because they're in 3 points. So actually at the moment, the 4 teams going through, Derry, Monaghan, Cavan and Donegal. That is the current state of play, but a lot can change as we are coming up to the end now of the water break. Antrim kicking from right to left, just trailing by a point. The restart would actually be patronising. Antrim can get a result here and make the McKenna Cup semi-finals. McGinley would be delighted with that.
Oh, it'd be absolutely massive.
I don't mean to be patronising
Well, it's realistic. You know, Antrim,
because he's new and he's building.
Yeah, and Antrim coming from a position of Division 4 and Donegal a seasoned Division 1 team. Antrim to get a result here today would be absolutely huge. It's actually hard to keep track of all the changes with these rolling subs. I see Martin Johnson has come on for Antrim as well, so... lots of changes in both teams.
I know one change. I can see him down to my left-hand side. It's Michael Murphy has entered the plays, though. Just in case anybody listening, it's rolling subs, so you can bring on as many substitutes as you want. And a lot of teams are using 9, 10, 11. And a lot of them happen at the same time. And as I am talking, Antrim come up the far side. Their wing-backs doing unquantifiable damage to this Donegal rear guard. It's Dermot McAleese. We are all square in Port Glenone.
Oh, the Port Glenone man had a fantastic score off his weaker foot there to equalise. His dad's standing in front of us here, completely emotionless, but I can sure he's feeling it inside. But Murphy on the field is a big worry for Antrim at this stage.
We better not criticise Mr. McAleese, but you can't criticise that score. That was a thing of beauty. One of the scores of the game in terms of how the Saffrons worked it. So we're all square here. So, as things stand, it'll come down to scoring difference. So, Donegal actually would be ahead of Antrim, I think. They both beat down by 2, but Donegal scored an extra 2 points. Pater Morgan now breaking the lines into the Antrim 21-metre line. This game brought to you by Donegal Plumbing and Heating. O'Lahy Road, Donegal Town. Michael Murphy's first touch for Donegal in 2022. Got engaged a couple of weeks ago. Michael Langan takes a big shoulder. He takes on the strike. Oh, goes to the right and wide. Uncharacteristic from the St. Michael's man. It remains Donegal 9, Antrim 1-6.
And it just shows you how, maybe concerns are a wrong word, but how much Declan Bonner's respecting this performance from Antrim, that he's bringing on Michael Murphy to try and give Donegal the edge in the closing stages. Certainly would have expected Michael Langan to kick that point, but here Donegal go again with McBrady.
Yeah, Antrim have lost it, and are Donegal and Paddy McBrady going to make the home side suffer for that one? They will. Paddy McBrady notches his 5th, moves Donegal on to 10.
Another class score between McBrady. Really probably has been the marginal difference between the two teams today.
Yeah, kick out comes, still a long way to go. Coming up on 22 minutes of the second half, so 13 minutes normal time remaining. Here's Dermot McAleese, got that beauty for Antrim a couple of moments ago. He's going to come up the far side, but there are more Donegal men there, just numerically out. More men than they're numerically outdoing their opponents there, and Donegal will try and build from the back. Calling for it here in the near side is Oran McFadden Ferry. He's going to go so many changes here with the rolling subs. There's literally another 2 or 3 come on there for Donegal. Calling for it in the far side is Jimmy Brennan off Sean Patton, but instead elects to go to the corner back. Oran Doherty, he's a lovely cultured left foot as well. Back to Sean Patton. What a season the St. Union's netminder had for the Letterkenny club, as Rory Cavanagh's troops won their 15th county championship to join Guidoor at the very top. Here's a Guido Orman holding on to it now. Thought about going left. Instead goes right to Oran Doherty. Plays a quick 1-2. McFadden Ferry, since he's come on, he's covered a lot of ground. Doherty once again with that trusty left boot goes to Pater Mogan. Mogan now down this near side to Jack McKelvey. Spends most of his time in Dublin to the Glen Swally man, Michael Murphy. Just nonchalantly strokes that one off. Ball inside, just about finds Paddy McBrearty. There's a goal chance here for Jack McKelvey. Will he be satisfied with the point? He certainly will. He fists that one high. It just clips the inside of the post. Donegal lead by two.
Yeah, he took the right option there for a second. The goal was opening up for him, but not. And defenders were pushing across, and a lovely left-handed fisted point there from McKelvey to put the gap to two again.
Yeah, cuts the gap to two once again. Kick out going to come here from Michael Byrne. So, about 11, 12 minutes remaining. What have you made of the contest as a whole?
The second half has been really good. I think both teams have been more efficient with the possession that they've had. Antrim certainly would have been happier in the opening exchanges. The goal probably gave Antrim a serious lifeline. But both goalkeepers have been very, very good from kickouts, and here Antrim in the attack again. So, yeah, 2 points down, but certainly Donegal don't seem to be in... Yeah. Any position that they're going to stretch away, but another ball kicked away by Antrim.
Yeah, and it's a wasteful one, and that'll be easily grasped there by Sean Patton, who finds his clubmate in Caelan Ward. Donegal 11 points, Antrim 1-6. Donegal Plumbing and Heating, O'Leary Road, Donegal Town. Our match sponsors, Michael Langan, many would say, form in the past 18 months to 2 years, the best player in Donegal. This man has probably been... Well, without doubt, the best player in Donegal for the last 15 years. Michael Murphy seems to be, he's just around forever, and many will hope that the Glen Swally man will be around for many more years to come. I'd say everybody rates Murphy, don't they?
Well, maybe the best Donegal player ever. Martin McHugh's just turned around and given me a dirty look here.
The Kilcar man wasn't bad either. One here by Jack McKelvey. No way forward, so going to have to go back. Oran Doherty got him. A lot of possessions in the last couple of minutes. Goes to his fellow cornerback, Caelan Ward, just advancing in slowly, walking almost into the Antrim half. Donegal just playing about with him on the 45-metre line. One Neve Connell man to another. Oran Doherty to Jack McKelvey. Foraging now into the Antrim half, but loads of Antrim jerseys there. So Donegal going to have to go back once again. Donegal, of course, will take on their first National League game, and Boner said will be the first huge game this year when they take on Mayo in Markovich Park in Sligo. That one the 31st of January. As Jamie Brennan was unable to get any space there to Michael Murphy, just offloading it there. Here's Michael Langan, missed one a couple of minutes ago. It's rare this is Michael's man. Misses two in a row, he hasn't this time either. Donegal top up their lead, 26 minutes gone. It was a really good score there from Michael Langan.
Yeah, and for the first time in the second half, a 3-point gap has opened up. Lightning doesn't strike twice. Michael Langan missed one earlier from that position, but he certainly wasn't going to miss that one.
Yep. So Donegal will be in the Conor McGurk final. What a win they had over University Jordanstown earlier on in the Premier League. Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0 here in Port Glenone. Donegal 12, Antrim 1 goal and 6. 26 and a half minutes gone. There's a Donegal man down there receiving. Looks to be in a little bit of pain. Hard to see the number from here. So going to have another break in play. Donegal player seems to be in a little bit of distress there. There are two medics now surrounding a man wearing green and gold, so hard to actually see from this vantage point exactly who that is.
Yeah, it's difficult to say. The physio's around him, he's on his back, but they certainly seem to be working on his upper half, so I just hope it's not a serious injury.
Yeah, getting up there.
It's Michael Langan.
Michael Langan, yeah, you can see it there. Yeah, Michael Langan. We are watching this one from a lorry just to the side of the pitch here. Antrim coming and barking, trying to get a score to bring this back to a 2-point game. It's one of the rolling subs, Jamie McCann, Clannaheran clubman, goes to number 24, Dominic McEnhill, the O'Donovan Rossa club in West Belfast. One of many, about 800 clubs in West Belfast, I'd say.
Too many, yeah.
There's definitely quite a few there. There's Antrim, centre-half back, breaking forward. Owen McCabe loses it moments early. Good scrambling there. Hunting impacts. Donegal, from the Donegal defence. Oh, and the referee just signalling there. He's given a free to Antrim. Four?
God knows that was very fortuitous. Antrim had run out of rope there and had run into a swarm of Donegal players, but somehow the referees had judged that there was a foot tackle maybe by a Donegal player. Very, very dodgy decision, but certainly one that Antrim won't turn their nose up, because this could potentially bring it back to a two-point game.
Yep, just shy of 7 minutes left in this contest of normal time. 3 points between the sides. Donegal 12, Antrim 1-6, but a free here for Ryan Murray. Lav Jarigman just between the Donegal 21 and 45 metre line. He kicks this one well. He kicks it truly, because that little swirling breeze was against the corner forward, but he slots that one over.
Yeah, used elements well there, Ryan Murray. Lovely, lovely cultured left foot. Fine free taker. Brings it back to a 2-point game.
Yeah, we've a lot of nice left footers on the pitch here. Some of the Antrim players just screaming there at the referee, Niall McKenna, saying the Donegal players weren't the requisite distance away from Sean Patton, and McKenna had no doubt about it. And is he going to throw it up?
I'm not sure the referee got that decision right. Presumably he's blew it for the Donegal player not being outside the D when he collected the kick out. We're standing pretty close to the action here, Paddy, and to me the Donegal player was just half a yard outside the D, but he's going to hop the ball.
Going to be a hot ball. This game brought to you by Donegal Plumbing and Heating, O'Lahy Road, Donegal Town. 6.5 minutes of normal time remaining. Donegal 12, Antrim 1-7. Throw up comes, won by a Donegal man. Coming in smartly for it there was Killen Ward. Another little bit of pushing and shoving. Going to be a free to Donegal on their own 45-metre line. Going to be taken here by Michael Langan. Going to come out the far side. Scores from the other games, of course, Armagh were 4 points up on Tyrone. So Tyrone, as things stand, most definitely will not be in the semi-finals of the McKenna Cup. They've won 8 of the last 9. Donegal in 2018, the only county to stop Tyrone from doing a 9 in a row. It's 7 minutes of normal time remaining in that one. In O'Neill's Healy Park in Omagh, and it's the away side, Armagh 2-14, Tyrone 1-goal. And 14 points. So Armagh leading by 3 points, and they look in a really healthy state to make the last four. Patter Mogan now collecting it off Oran McFadden Ferry. Back to Sean Patton. Patton goes out the far side. Donegal 12, Antrim 1-7. Donegal playing about with it between the Antrim 65 and 45 metre line, but not making real progress. They seem to be quite content to just wait to try and carve an opening. This man can do it, Patter Mogan. He's the furthest Donegal outfield player back. Eventually going back to Sean Patton. Just playing about with it here, Donegal. They're hoping for Antrim to push up. Usual story, Kevin.
Yeah, and Antrim are hoping to steal this game maybe at the death with a smash and grab goal. Potentially they're not worried about pressing Donegal too early, because they certainly can't afford for that 2-point lead to go to a 3 or 4 point lead. So it's a game of chess here at the minute.
I actually met Enda McGinley before the game, and he said, Donegal team, he was quite surprised at the strength of it.
Yeah, and as we know, there's still lots of quality to come into that Donegal team. But the fact that McBrady and Murphy and Owen McFadden and that are all on the field of play, Michael Murphy uncharacteristically turned over Antrim on the attack. Big chance here.
Yeah, Antrim are going to try and turn defence into attack, and the Antrim management team in the far side saying Murphy took too much out of it, but it was all in vain because the Glenswilly man ended up losing possession anyway. So what can the home side do? Donegal now bring their 15 muddies just inside their own 65-metre line. Antrim playing about with it, only trailing by 2. We've had a lot more stoppages too in the second half, so we've 3 minutes of normal time remaining, and I would imagine we might see another 3 or 4 minutes added on. Coming in smartly there was Paddy McBrady, back doing the housekeeping. Scored 5 at the other end, but just,
yeah, when Murphy got turned over there, Antrim just weren't ruthless enough on the front foot. They had bodies over, but somehow they get turned too early, and as you said, Paddy, all of a sudden Donegal have everybody behind the ball, and consistently today Antrim have found that difficult to break down.
you know all about it from coaching, from managing and playing. At this level now, with the ultra blanket defence and teams getting bodies, then when they overturn it and they're breaking into the other half, it needs to be a blitzkrieg, doesn't it? It needs to be moved so fast.
Absolutely, and Donegal are so adept at that. When the ball's turned over, the likes of Langan and guys like that, they're nearly already ahead of the play. Whereas Antrim all seem to be coming with the play.
Yeah, Paul Brennan. Erelt Namara, club man to the Kilcare man, Paddy McBrearty, wearing number 13. A lot of people, he was supposed to wear number 18 on the match programme, but the Kilcare man wearing number 30, and 5 points for him so far, having an impressive afternoon. Killing McGonagall now, looks up, goes for the foot pass inside to Michael Murphy, who's taken up residence inside. Back to Paddy McBrearty. Is 5 going to turn to 6? It certainly is. For Paddy McBrearty, and 12 is going to move to 13. They've topped up their lead. Donegal 13, Antrim 1-7.
Just as we were saying there, the big players for Donegal now have really stepped up. Murphy playing off 14 there, come out, won that ball, gives it to McBrearty on the loop. How many times have we seen that? 3-point game. It's hard to see a way back for Antrim from here.
3-point game, but we had that strange goal at the start of the second half, so who knows? The home side here coming up. Is there a foul there? Yes. Or McFadden Ferry says no, but the referee man, the man in the middle, he's the only one that matters. Giving a free to Antrim on the Donegal 45-metre line. 1 minute of normal time remaining. Going to be taken here by Dominic McEnhill. Goes for an angled one just at the edge of the Donegal D. But they've been shoved out almost to the 45-metre line, but there's another foul coming in there. And it's going to be another free from Antrim. And we've had a few stops. Okay, there's 30 seconds of normal time remaining. What would you do here? Would you maybe... We might have 3-4 minutes of injury time. Would you pop it over and...
Oh, absolutely. I think Antrim have to take the point here. You know, with Donegal, with everybody back, the chances of working a goal is pretty slim. No, take the point and really put the press on Sean Patton's next kick out.
Yeah.
Possibly just outside Owen Easterwood's range here, this free kick, so it'll be interesting to see if he's got the distance.
And I know we're a little bit higher up, but just you can see even from the flags on the far side, there's quite a swirling breeze in it, and probably a little bit deceptive, but Owen Easterwood, he just judges that one to perfection. If you're watching this one on any form of the stream later on the camera, it mightn't have looked good, but it was impressive. Back to a 2-point game, Donegal 13, and to move on to 1-8. So, there is an announcer here, but you can barely hear it coming out from the public address. So, we haven't been informed of how many minutes of time we're going to have added on. Donegal's leader and messiah, Michael Murphy, just using all his experience there to win that free. As I said, got engaged a couple of weeks ago. So, a huge couple of months already for the Glen Swilly man. Donegal's captain. Oren Dory back to Sean Patton. Donegal now trying to switch it down the right hand side. They've just moved in, waltzing into the Antrim half. Jack McKelvey, the green and gold, will be content. They will advance to Tuesday night's semi-final if they can come away with a victory here. Haven't been told of any latest score. The last we heard was Armagh 2-14, Tyrone 1-14. So the Orchard will most definitely be in the last four. Derry looking in a really healthy position as well, despite Fermanagh getting a goal back. Derry lead by 15 points to 1-9, so a 3-point lead for Rory Gallagher's side. And so as we speak, it's Donegal, Armagh, Monaghan and Derry. That would make up the semi-final lineup. We have played almost 2 minutes over the 35. Freezing here in Port Glenown, and Donegal have given away possession. Antrim need to get on with this one and need to get on with it quite quick. Need to be smart here in their approach, because there are loads of men wearing green and gold just darting back into their own half. If Antrim were to get a goal here, it would knock Donegal out of the Dr. McKenna Cup. Not that... probably be overly concerned, but at the same time, a defeat is a defeat. Here's Oren Easterwood, 2 good scorers to his name. Back to the corner back now, James McCauley. He goes to Dominic McEnhill. Antrim trying to patiently probe along the Donegal 21-metre line. They're going to go on the point here, reduce the arrears to one. They are. That one creeps inside the post. 37 and a half minutes gone. Two in a row for Antrim. Donegal 13, Antrim 1-9.
Yeah, so that answers your question, what your own Easter would have done from the free. So almost turned over Sean Patton's kick out, but not quite. But yeah, that was a lovely score by Conor Murray again.
Michael Langan getting away the pass there to Jack McKelvey. Takes a little bit of a shoulder there. The Niamh Connell man not too happy there, just calling to the umpire and the linesman on this near side. Probably not a huge amount in it, but it is a free to Donegal. We've played 3 minutes now over the 35. So at the discretion of the Emmyvale man in the middle, just signalling to Langan to get up and get on with it. Paddy McBrearty, 6 points to his name. Such an impressive display from the Kilcar man. Oren McFadden Ferry hugging this near side. Solo and has a runner if he wants it from Jimmy Brennan. Jimmy Brennan just off his shoulder. Loves these runs. He can completely kill it off here with a point here. Brennan puts that one straight between the post. It sails over. Donegal out to two once again. We've played 38 minutes and 45 seconds.
The impact of the bench. I think that'll probably be that, and Donegal have turned over the kick out.
Donegal have overturned the kick out. I think the referee's going to play advantage here as the kick comes in. It goes to the right and wide. It was from the kick out, I think Antrim gave it away there. Donegal overturned it. Shot came in, but the referee had it up his arms. Going to be a free into Donegal, and a chance for Paddy McBrearty to get his 7th score of the afternoon. And that, you would probably say, will be that.
Yeah, I think that'll be that. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, Antrim will be buoyed by this performance. Essentially, it took Donegal's bench to probably get them over the line in this game. Like, Murphy has had a good impact. Jimmy Brennan has had a big impact. And, of course, McBrearty has been constant throughout. So that's a three-point game now and game over.
Yeah, Paddy McBrearty makes it number 7. So already he's Donegal's top scorer in 2022. Nothing new there. Full-time whistle comes from Niall McKenna. Donegal 15 points, Antrim 1 goal in 9. Donegal advanced to the semi-finals of the Dr. McKenna Cup with a 3-point win.
Yeah, a very entertaining game here in Portland Owen. Both teams will be happy with the run out in preparation for the National League. From an Antrim perspective, to compete with Donegal whenever they had the quality of Jimmy Brennan, Michael Murphy and Patrick McBrearty on the pitch, so they'll take great heart from that. And we're in the game to the finish, albeit we needed a fortuitous goal at the start of the second half. From a Donegal perspective, to get game time for McBrearty and Murphy and Jimmy Brennan coming back from injury will be massive, knowing that they've got much more quality to bring into the side. So a good McKenna Cup outing for both teams.
Yeah, a good McKenna Cup outing for both teams. I'm going to ask Kevin in a couple of minutes about the man of the match. I won't put him on the spot like that, just off the cuff, but full time coming from O'Neill's Healy Park in Omagh. Armagh 2-15, Tyrone 1-15, so Armagh move on to 4 points. They will definitely be in the semi-finals. Donegal move on to 4 points. And I'm just looking at the various groups here. Yeah, Derry leading for Mana. That would move Derry on to 3 points. And, of course, Monaghan, like Derry, a win and a draw. It's looking like it will be Monaghan and Derry. But those games, the Fermanagh game, still coming to a close. So not completely confirmed, but by all accounts, it is looking like Derry, Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal. And those semi-finals will take place on Tuesday evening. Obviously, the venues still to be confirmed. There you have it. Entertaining game. It's what January's kind of. It's just look. There's no sugarcoating it. McKenna Cup is, they're glorified friendlies in many ways, and it's about getting new guys, isn't it, Kevin? With getting those legs, those minutes.
Absolutely, it's about developing the squad, and both teams today. I think that's a good system for McKenna Cup, has been able to roll the subs. Imagine on both teams there, maybe both teams maybe use 24, 25 players today, which is good. You know, it's good experience, particularly Antrim. Had a lot of debutants there that come on and did well, and that can only augur them well for developing the squad coming into the start of the National League. And Donegal, the same. A lot of new, unfamiliar faces there that Declan Bonner will have been glad to get a run out.
Man of the match, it's When you ask sometimes the co-com for man of the match, normally they're like, "So, what are you putting me on the spot for?" But I get the feeling you knew right away.
This isn't a particularly difficult one. As an Antrim in Portland Owen, I would love to be able to pick an Antrim man. And there were a couple of contenders in the Antrim side. I think two players that stick out for me would have been Peter Healy, absolutely outstanding. And even though he only came on the pitch at half-time, Conor Murray was a player who really brought the game to Donegal. On the Donegal side, again, two players, Pádraig Mógán, I thought, was excellent and was at the heart of everything that was good about Donegal. But look, in the end, it was impossible to look past that man, Patrick McBrady. You know, whenever Donegal needed the scores, McBrady came up with them. What did he finish with there? Maybe five points from play, a couple of frees, 7 points. Patrick McBrady, man of the match.